This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko, welcome to this week's business news. I'm going to give you some cool tips. Some of them have come from our Silver Circle Mastermind group. Now, one of the best things for the group this week were a discussion relating to email. What I suggest you do is when someone leaves a product of yours, send them an exit email. Ask them for feedback. Why did they leave? Check that they have links to support in case it was an accidental disconnection, say PayPal got disrupted, or they felt that there was something broken but you didn't actually get a chance to fix it. So send an exit email. If you're using a shopping cart like Nanocast, what you can do is you can actually put a notification upon unsubscription. So anything that's recurring, I recommend you do this. And here's the next technique. Ask people to hit reply and tell you. Don't make it hard for them to contact you. Don't send them off to a support desk or whatever. If possible, ask them just to hit reply. They'll send it straight to your inbox, which you can then forward to your team if you want. But I prefer to answer emails personally, and I'm finding people are really interacting with me. The other one that works really well, which most of us can put straight into our system right now, is a follow-up after purchase. Simply a week later, say, "Hey Fred, last week you purchased such and such. Just wanted to follow up, find out how's it going. Do you need any help? Are you happy with progress so far? Please hit reply and let me know." Now from that, I'm just getting tremendous feedback. You know, you get to find out where expectations are versus what they thought it would be. You can pass on any feedback to the team. You can catch out problems early if you have any. And if you get positive feedback, at least your customers know that you do care and you're right there being personable. So again, the biggest tip is putting a hit reply to this email notification rather than using support desks for that type of inquiry. So add this to your email sequence, you should be absolutely laughing. Here's another one. If you have a team, make sure you connect up with your team. Talk to them. Get them on Skype. If they're remote workers, consider going and visiting the team. I go and visit my team often, and I'm sure that is the key to the success of our business. It's having that personal relationship. It's really understanding people for who they are, their special skills, their special strengths, and getting direct feedback face-to-face is the ultimate way to build your team. So if you are doing it remotely, consider getting face-to-face at some point, perhaps when your team reaches, say, five people or more. It's worth the investment. And for some countries, especially in Australia, you will get some support under the Export Development Marketing Grant in Australia if you apply for it and you meet certain criteria. In other countries, it might be worth checking out your entitlements too. So if you do have to travel overseas and it contributes to foreign income, then that might be a viable option for you. My next tip is about sales. If you're selling, the best way to sell is to be systemized. We think that it's the wingman, the wah-wah, but it's not. The expressive person, the person who's always loud and talks at the party, is probably the worst salesperson because they think it's all about them. But it's not about them, it's about the customer. So if you have an analytical spreadsheet or checklist that you go step one, step two, step three, and you surround that with a nice manner and investigative questions, and you really have a value-based problem-solving focus, then you'll actually sell more because you're not skipping the vital steps. When I was selling cars back when I had a job, we had a 6-point checklist and we had to ask the 6 questions every single time we sat down in front of someone. And it was really good to know up front, who is the decision maker? What things are most important to you in this purchase? When do you need this buy? You know, what other factors do we need to know about at this early stage? These sort of questions can really help you frame a sales process and dramatically increase your sales results. Hope you've enjoyed these tips from Silver Circle this week. If you are a member, please log in and join in the discussions. If you're not a member of Silver Circle, we are opening in about 2 weeks, so be sure to register at silvercircle.com. And if you qualify, your business is about to at least double in the next 3 to 6 months from when you register, because that's pretty much what happens to most Silver Circle members.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.